This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
No, you have a boyfriend. You don't count. This date is fake. Your whole podcast should be called Fake Date. That's a better title. Lauren Compton's Fake Date.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First date, baby. First date, I can't wait. First date.
And we are back to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. Thank you guys so much for joining me. You know my guest today from Who the Bleep Is That on Fox and the podcast Wrestling with Freddie. You can get tickets to see him live at jeffdye.com. Jeff Dye.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
You look so nice.
I love what you've done with it. Oh, thank you very much. I was just telling the gentleman in the lobby, I don't know if I can pull off this cut, but I said, you know what? Let's do it.
Why? What's wrong with the cut?
It's a unique cut.
Yeah.
You know, the collar, see how the collar does it weird? Mm-hmm. This isn't a normal.
Did you buy it in Marrakesh?
Standard cut. Did I buy it in Africa? Is that what you're asking? This is a strange question.
Well, that kind of looks
strangely
like
racial. Yeah, I felt racial.
Yeah, I don't know. You know?
I don't know where this is from. I have a stylist. And she brings me things, and then she and me decide what I can and can't pull off. This was kind of in the maybe section.
Okay.
And then I said, well, one of the things
you're
I'll
like,
be-
fuck it, I'm doing this bitch's podcast, I don't really care.
Oh, I tried to pull it off for you. What do you mean?
I think it looks great.
It was quite the opposite of that. I was going, I think I'll try to be out there for this one.
Oh.
Yeah, try to see what I can pull off.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
See, I thought you were saying that you didn't really care if you could pull it off or not.
No, I try to do a thing. You know, when you try to like go out there and do a little more, like
yeah.
to see what I can pull off, you know?
I like it.
Yeah.
We're expanding our boundaries.
Yeah, feels good.
Well, cool.
But you like it, so
I do
so
like
far
it.
So good.
Your stylist gets a
she'd
green flag.
Also, that is not supposed to sound, I know, everyone. So, I have a stylist because I know nothing about fashion. So why would I pretend to try to do this fashion thing? So you just get someone that knows fashion, and then they'll do it for you, and
yeah.
then you don't ever have to make any decisions.
And then you just say yes or no.
Yeah, it's smart.
I like this.
Yeah. I don't hang my own TV. I don't pretend to fix my car. It's the same with clothes. I've always been bad at clothes. Get a lady who knows clothes, pay her to do it, and then it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's what this was.
I like it.
Yeah, and you look nice too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I have some appetizer questions for you.
Sounds good.
And then we'll move on to main course.
Okay.
Tasty menu.
You know what? I will say, I want to say one more thing before we start. Everyone, I've had a pretty fun week here in town. I did Luis J. Gomez's podcast yesterday.
Okay.
I did Rogan on Thursday.
Wow.
I've been doing, you know, things in town, whatever the podcasts are, you know, whatever Austin podcast.
And you're on mine.
And I'm on yours. And I was very excited. I keep telling everyone, you know, hey, I got a first date this week, you know, with Lauren. She goes, oh, yeah, she dates that guy that owns the barbecue place. And I go, what the fuck? I have a first date with this broad. She got a boyfriend?
I do.
I was told I was going on a fucking first date.
That
I got a nice gay jacket
in.
And everything. And then that's all everyone keeps talking about. Oh, yeah, you know, she's with the... And I was like, what is this shit?
Well, I'll take you to
first date.
Black
we're already
after.
Dating other people? The fuck's going on here?
Are you dating anybody?
No, I thought I had... My manager, Justin Silvera, you Jewy little creep. You told me I had a first date. You
yeah.
know?
And lo and behold, you come in here.
Yeah, and then I'm with some floozy who's already got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's horseshit.
I'm just out here swinging.
Yeah, I don't like it, if I'm honest. But go ahead, I'm here, you know? So let's do
the
appetizer date, you know?
Are you on any dating apps?
I am not.
How do you like to...
I think they're garbage.
Oh.
And hard on the ego. And don't work.
Tell
me
more.
So ineffective.
Uh-huh.
Hard on the confidence and the ego. And yeah, I just don't think they're very good.
How are they hard on your ego?
I don't think women really want to date from them. I think they just want to see who they can get, and then they don't ever talk to them. They just go, look at all these guys I could have.
Sounds like you've been on Raya.
I was on Raya in the beginning when it was like actually exclusive and not just anyone that's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it used to actually be exclusive, you know? It used to actually be like, holy shit, Chelsea Handler, and what's the chick from that superhero movie? And then Venus Williams. They were like actual successful women, not just hot women.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's just anyone hot.
Anyone with like over 100,000 followers on Instagram.
No, way less.
Oh, really?
Oh, way less, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. But that doesn't matter. I don't care who the thing, but it's just like that what they're selling isn't really what the truth is.
Yeah.
Are you on dating apps?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Well, I know that now, but before there was a boyfriend. Is that how you found the boyfriend?
I actually was on Hinge.
Okay, that's a dating app for
sure. It's a dating app, yeah. And it's like a low-key dating app that everybody in Austin has.
Okay.
And my account kept getting flagged for being a catfish account.
Interesting.
So I never actually met anybody on there.
Right.
Because
exactly
it would get deleted the next day.
Yeah, I feel like the rules are tricky on that, on those things.
Yeah.
Like people would like actually screenshot and then be like, oh my God, Jeff Dye's on here. You're like, yeah, I'm a person. Why can't I use the dating app? Or another thing happened, this happened in early Raya when I was on it too, like was like, because it was such a small amount of people, it was a pretty exclusive like little thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say I match with you and then I match with a different woman. Well, the odds of you guys knowing each other are pretty good. So then you'll be like, oh my God, he matched with me too. You're like, yeah. Why wouldn't I have matched with more than one person? Like, and then they would like gossip like I was some sort of loser because I was trying to talk to both of them. I was like, I've not gone out with either of you. Like, it'd be a weird thing.
Did you ever meet anyone on any of these dating apps?
Like I said, I was only on there for 3 months, and we're talking like 8 years ago, like whenever Raya was the first. So I can't recall if I did or didn't. I think I went on a couple dates from it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
How do you meet people if you're not on dating apps?
After comedy show, I have terrible game. I have terrible, terrible game. Because I'm not like sexy, cool guy. I'm like clumsy, cute guy. Like that's like.
No,
like,
you're not.
I am. I'm pretty playful and silly. I feel guarded coming in here because no one's talking to me, and now I'm just meeting a girl with a boyfriend. Like, sit down. I'm a little guarded. That's all this is.
Okay.
The real me is very silly and playful and smiley, and that's not. That's not good to just approach a lady and be like, yeah, I don't know.
So like after a comedy show?
I wait till after comedy shows and then a lot of Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram works. Sliding that's basically a dating app, Instagram. No, I don't message girls on Instagram.
They message you.
Sort of. It'll be some sort of like they'll tag me in a picture because they were at a show or something or they'll be like, hey, I was at your show. Are you guys going out after? So stuff like that.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
That's a good question. I'm sure I do. Does Tom Hardy count?
Ooh, he's a good one.
Yeah, dude. If I was into dudes, that'd be my guy. I'd date him, actually, if I'm honest. I'm a big fan. I think he's so fucking cool. And I think he is into the fellas a little. I read that he's done.
Really?
He does both, yeah. Because they keep trying to get him with it. Like, they'll like be like, is it true that you dated a director or you hooked up with some guy or whatever? Also, it's alleged. Take anything I say with a grain of salt on this podcast. But I think that he was like, yeah, I just like good-looking people. Like, what's the problem? Like, that was his answer.
Right.
Something along those lines. Anyways, celebrity crush. It used to be Ivanka Trump.
Okay.
It was. Because she was hot and cool. And but that's
super wealthy.
That's changed. Well, I don't care about wealth. But I think that's changed over the years. I don't really think that way anymore about her, but I'm trying to think, do you have one?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Well, if I was gonna go for a girl, I'd go with Meg Ryan.
Okay, well, we're not doing girls.
So I always go to Hugh Jackman.
Oh yeah.
But I also like Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
He was the Hulk.
Guy, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, they're kind of
like
similar.
He's kind of goofy and nerdy and yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's how he comes across on
right,
TV.
Right. I hate actors.
Yeah.
They're very cute.
I really like Johnny Depp there for a while, but then like a girl shit in his bed and
time.
I was like, ew.
Yeah, just time has changed some of these people.
I was like, man.
God, I must have more than just Ivanka. I mean, I have Emily Ratatouille or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty. She's very attractive. She's like the most attractive woman in the world. I just said she's pretty. She's very, I think that, I guess, would be a celebrity crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever get nervous on a first date?
Sure. Yes.
What where do you like to go on a first date? Do you like fancy dinners?
I'm newly sober. I'm 105 days sober.
Okay.
So prior to 105 days, it's all been bars. Hey, let's get drinks. Everything's let's get drinks.
Why are you sober?
Because it got real bad in the end and I had a disease.
Oh no.
Yeah, I was a fun drunk though. No one was the wiser, but I was an alcoholic for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other vices?
No.
You're just sober.
Well, I don't know how to explain
like,
what
you
a vice
smoke
is.
Weed?
No, I don't do that.
Ketamine?
No, I've never done that. I don't do drugs. I'm not a drug boy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. But alcohol was my big problem. I mean, I like sex a lot and I like gambling, but those aren't problems.
They're just fun.
They're just things humans do, yeah. What would be a vice?
Well, I guess you don't have any. Smoking cigarettes?
No, I'm just not aware. No. Oh, I love cigars, but that's not really a vice. Is it?
Well, you can't like take everything that you do and say it's not a vice. You can't say sex, gambling, and cigars aren't.
Then those are my vices. Yeah, okay. Then there it is. I was just trying to figure out what the
justify them and be like, well, that's not a vice.
Yeah, well, I guess that I was wrestling with the definition, like whether vice meant problem or not.
Yeah, well, that's
like,
how
those
you
those are things
define.
I'm doing that aren't problems that are vices, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So like alcohol used to be a vice.
Yeah.
But then it became a problem. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was having trouble with the definition.
Got it.
What are your vices? I know your listeners might already know all this stuff. I don't know. This
well,
is
a, I tend to date
It is a
lot
first date.
Of people.
I got to get to know about you too, you know? You date a lot of people?
Well,
that's
on my
a
show.
Huge problem. Yeah. You're dating about 3 people a week.
Literally a serial dater.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
You know, I keep trying mushrooms and I keep not liking them.
Really?
They hurt my tummy. I never get anything visual.
Really?
Yeah, and I keep thinking that the next time is going to be different.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, where do you do them?
At home.
By yourself?
No.
Oh, okay. Just with some friends at home?
I don't have friends. I have a boyfriend.
That's strange. Is that true? Do you do the mushrooms with your boyfriend?
I do mushrooms with my boyfriend.
Okay, cool.
He loves them.
Yeah.
But I can't do them.
Okay.
I have one friend, but...
Is this real? I can't tell if you're being silly or not.
I have one friend.
You have one friend.
They don't even know.
And a boyfriend.
One friend and a boyfriend, yeah.
Are you happy? That's good for you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
I like it like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the way I do mushrooms is with like a small circle of friends, like 4 to 5 people. And then we're in the woods or we're camping, which is the woods, at a campsite or something. And then you do a lot. I know your town, Austin. It's like, we go to concerts on mushrooms. It's like, shut up. Like, that's dumb. This is a weird way to do your drugs.
Like, how many grams are you doing?
4 to 5 on average. Yeah, but the most I've ever done is like 7 or 8 and 1. But I'm a big boy. I'm 6'4". I'm 240 pounds. Like, it's like, I'm imagining there's a, you know.
Ratio.
Yeah.
Per
Plus also
pound.
Like just how many times I've done it. I'm imagining that affects the problem too.
Yeah. I love how you started this off with like, you don't do drugs and
right,
you
it's
like
the only drug
actively
I-
do.
That's true.
Tons of mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to bring it up. And then you
have
said
you always
mushrooms.
Been a liar?
So I said, I'm not a liar.
I'm just kidding. You shouldn't have to worry when you buy tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying your tickets. I got myself some pretty badass tickets last weekend to go see a show, and I could only do it on Game Time. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy, so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All-in prices show your total up front, so you know that you're getting a great deal before you check out. Buy tickets in seconds with 2 taps. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DATE for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DATE for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Looking for an easy way to have some fun without leaving your house? Enter DraftKings Casino, the number one online casino in America, with over 300 real money games. I'm partnering with DraftKings on this video to let you guys know about an exciting deal they have going on right now. All new customers who sign up using promo code DATE and make a minimum of $5 deposit will get a deposit match up to $100 in casino credits. You heard that right. DraftKings is giving all new customers up to $100 in casino credits when they sign up with promo code DATE and make a minimum of $5 deposit. With over 175 slot games for you to choose from, including your favorites and an assortment of DraftKings exclusives, there are so many ways to have fun. Most importantly, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Head to the DraftKings Casino app right now. Sign up using promo code DATE. Make a deposit of at least $5, and DraftKings will match that deposit dollar for dollar up to $100 in casino credits.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per new customer. Must opt in and make minimum $5 deposit within 7 days. 168 hours of registering new account. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days, 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/newplayeroffer 2024.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you get jealous easily?
No, I think I get jealous the standard amount. Like the very reasonable amount.
Okay.
Do you get jealous easy?
It really depends.
Sounds like your boyfriend does. You got one friend.
That's my choice.
Okay. Right.
I don't have time.
You don't have time for friends.
I know.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Well, I'm glad we found time to do this. Wait, what was your question?
I don't remember.
You asked a question about if I get jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Easily.
No. I think I get jealous the correct amount.
The correct amount.
Anytime I've been jealous, it's been very justified.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I think is very human and natural. Like I hate it when sometimes someone will say, I'll make up a fake scenario. Oh, and then she got all mad at me because I was talking to a girl on a podcast, you know, whatever, and she thought I was flirting, right? I would be like, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. That makes total sense. Because people, you know, that just means that they care enough. I don't like the opposite. I'm like, oh, I never get jealous. You're like, that's a red flag. I think you should probably get some jealous. Right? Like, if you just don't care at all, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about some main course questions? Do you date on the road a lot?
I don't date ever.
You just have one night stands?
I don't have one night stands either, no.
What do you do?
What do you mean, what do I do?
So do you meet, as if you meet people, yes, after a show, do you take them out on a date?
Again, it's always drinks. Yeah, it used to be like we'd get drinks and hang out.
So what would you do now if you didn't drink and you met someone? Go on their podcast?
No, you have a boyfriend. You don't count. This date is fake. Your whole podcast should be called Fake Date. That's a better title. Lauren Compton's Fake Date. And if you want to dress up, you can.
Hey, you know,
but if you don't want to, don't worry. It's not a real date. It's funny.
It is funny.
All right. Gosh, I can't believe I'm sharing this. This is why it sucks to do females podcasts, because these kind of questions come up. Yeah, all these jackasses I do podcasts with, they're like, oh, did you see the guy that cut a man's head off? You know, that's all they talk about. And they But whenever it's a girl's podcast, I find myself
just
sharing these
things. Just answer the fucking question, Jeff.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. So I'm very honest. I've always been a very honest guy.
Like
not
to
always.
A fault?
No, not no. Actually, that's not true. I used to be a liar. I used to be a big, big liar.
That's a red flag.
No, I used to be a huge liar. Yeah, like compulsive liar, which makes for good comedians because you can make up things and whatever. But then I got to a point in my life where that I realized that's stupid and that's how children act. So now I'm very honest. So it's only been real big liar to real big honest.
You're like a 1 to 10 kind of person.
I am, yeah. And so, and then I was just like, yeah, we're just never going to lie again. So, or at least do our best. So, trying to think why I said all that.
What's the
So I was saying, like, when I date, when I'm with a girl, I'll say, listen, I like hanging out with you. And this might turn into more. It might. I don't know. We don't know.
It might not.
And it might not. Yeah, that, I think that's a fair to say. Don't sleep with me if you don't want to. Sleep with me if you want to. But don't think just because we're asleep that that means that all of a sudden you're my girlfriend. Like, let's just let this play out. I don't want this to be like, well, I just assume. Like, let's talk about all the things. Let's communicate all the things. But just don't sleep with me if you're going to get all weird about this.
Does that usually happen? Do girls get really clingy?
I think just, I don't want to blame that on girls. I think when you sleep with something, yes, you feel things for a person. Yeah.
When you sleep with something.
When you sleep with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, male or female, whatever you're sleeping with, you tend to then go, wow, I was inside someone. We've connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big deal. In fact, you're kind of a piece of shit if you can just sleep with someone and be like, fucking, what's up? What's next? Let's get tacos. It's insane. But what I was going to say is that, like, I also don't, sometimes women will give other women advice on dating, like, you know, they'll be like, well, don't do, you know, until he's got to earn it kind of thing. And I'm like, no, that's terrible advice. Like, I've dated women for a long time and we slept on the first date. And then there's also been women that have made a man wait, made me wait for like a month. But then I didn't care. That didn't work. It made me like him better.
Yeah.
Just do it when the time is right and don't when it isn't.
Well, rumor has it you're a bit of a playboy.
Okay. According to what? A bunch of angry, ugly female comics?
I just am telling you what the rumor is. Don't attack me, Jeff.
I'm not. I'm just saying that's usually who talks shit about me.
No, no.
Every
one
woman
has
who
talked
actually
shit.
Knows me is like, dude, Jeff's super nice and a great guy. It's all these fucking comics who have never heard of me with a name like Laser Jetski or something who are like, what a fucking douchebag. Have you heard his comedy?
It's just
and they know nothing about me.
It's because you probably dated all of the girls they wish they could date.
Yeah, probably.
You know? Jealousy.
I have no idea what their problem is, but
I don't either. I'm not, and none of these, no one told me this. It's just the rumor.
Okay, yeah.
That you.
Where'd you get the rumor?
From a live that I did. I asked them, I told my fans that you were coming on my show.
Oh,
and I
nice.
Asked if they had questions that they wanted me to ask you.
Okay.
And someone told me, don't Wikipedia Google him.
Okay.
And just ask him who he's dated.
Okay.
So I don't even know where that's going.
Right.
But have you dated celebrities before?
I have dated celebrities before, yeah.
Do you prefer celebrities over like your everyday girl?
No. I think it's two parts. So I think that one thing that is good about dating a successful female woman is that she's got her shit together. And she has her own money, and that there's no motive to date me like, oh, he's going to provide for me or take care of me or elevate me. Because there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Especially in comedy. Oh, if I'm with, then maybe that makes me be in these green rooms, or that makes me know the people they know, or maybe that, maybe I can open for him on the road, or maybe I could. So there is this, like, there's that. And if you date a woman who's very successful, you don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not gonna.
She's got her own shit going on.
Yeah, I like that. I think that sense of independence is sexy. I like a powerful woman. I like a strong woman. I like an independent woman. I think that's very attractive to me. However, I don't like everyone in my bullshit. And so, like, one of my exes was going through a pretty public divorce when we were together, when me and her were, like, dating each other. And I was very respectful about not sharing any information and not doing anything. But it was difficult. This poor woman couldn't get a smoothie without everyone being like, I think she's dating that smoothie. Like, she must be fucking that smoothie. She went out and got a smoothie. Like, it was very, I felt terrible for her. Like, it was a very terrible way to live. And if she was just a regular woman going through a divorce, she would have never had to endure that.
Yeah.
So that's the bad part. You know, or like, the one woman that I'm talking about right now that I dated, like, another bad part about her being famous was, like, one time I just went to a bar after we got back from Mexico, and I just was, like, literally just wanted food, and I don't know how to cook, so I just went to the bar by my house, watched the Lakers game, and ate. This girl comes over, she's like, hey, you're Jeff Dye, right? And I was like, yeah, nice to meet you. And she sits down at the table, she's hammered, starts talking to me about the Gonzaga basketball game. This is going somewhere, I promise. It was like literally like a 15-minute interaction. This gross, stumbly, drunk girl who knew my comedy, whatever. She leaves. And then my girlfriend sends me all these messages in the morning, like, heard you were at a bar last night with some chick. And I was like, what? I went to the bar alone and drank water. My buddy Randy met me after a little while, like, and I had food. And she's like, really? Because all these people at the bar were saying you were at the Woodman with some chick. And I was like, a girl sat down for 15 minutes, but I don't know how anyone would have saw that. But optically, you know, there was a girl there.
You're in the public eye and people know.
And that would have never happened if people weren't obsessed with my ex-girlfriend and if people weren't, like, didn't know who she was and didn't know, like, so that's the bad part. There's a ton of bad parts.
Yeah.
Or there was girls that I was just, like, hooking up with who were, like, I'm very honest, and, like, we knew the deal. They didn't want me as their boyfriend. I didn't want them as my girlfriend. But they're cool women that I enjoy hanging out with who also, what's the term? Like, they're higher minded enough to know, like, oh, like, I still deserve affection.
Yeah.
Like, I still, like, I'm Jeff's, you know, whatever, he's safe. He's not gonna, whatever. Those girls knew the deal, told me they knew the deal. And then the second I started dating a famous chick, we're like, what? What's this? I thought we were, it's like, what? You pretended like you knew the deal. And then the second you got jealous that I'm dating this chick, try to ruin things with her. So that's the bad part about it. So there's goods and bads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you look for in a girl when you're trying to date someone?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Like, if you were to go out and meet a girl and you were, like, finding someone who could be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
What are some traits that you need in, like, independent? Do you need someone to be carefree? Someone who doesn't get jealous? Like, what do you look for in someone that kind of rings true to you?
Well, let's take all the looks and attraction out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw that, because that's, what are we doing? They better be hot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to pretend that I'm not like every other guy in the world and wants a beautiful woman. So let's just throw that out, because it's not even worth talking about. So if we're not talking about that, kindness is the number one factor. I don't like this naggy kind of like, oh, all right. Like, I hate that. And that's another reason I think female comics don't like me, is because there's a lot of this like, oh, you like, oh, nice jacket. Like, at least you were, like, nice about this. That wasn't like a, okay, someone went to Brooks Brothers. Or, like, whatever, you know, like, I don't like this kind of, like, shitty, smarmy gal that's, like, I'm not to be trifled with. Like, I don't like that. I think, like, there's a woman that I hang out with every time I go to San Diego. I adore her. I think she is just such a great woman. She's awesome. And every time girls after the show are like, why? Every time you come to San Diego, why do you hang out with Bridget? And I'm like, because she's nice to me. She's kind. She's like supportive. She's never like bitching about something. She's never like, ugh, like fucking couldn't even find parking. Like she's like, yeah, that's parking. You know, like it's just like she's chill. She's easy. She's nice. She's nice to my friends. I hang out with some fucking losers, but they're great guys. Like they're like sweet guys.
And yeah.
They might not know how to dress, or they might be fat, or, you know, comics. I bring around a lot of comics that just look like fucking nightmares.
Yeah.
And she's nice to them, and she's sweet to them, and she's like, oh, I love so-and-so. I don't want to say their names because of the way I just described them. But, but like, I think the best, at least, tool for me and guys like me is be nice. It's the best way.
What is an immediate, so aside from not being nice,
yeah,
your biggest turnoff?
Yeah, definitely don't like the being shitty. Even if you think you're being funny by being shitty, I hate it. The biggest turnoff. I don't know. What's yours? That'll buy me some time, huh?
My biggest turnoff, I would probably have to say.
It's tough.
It is kind of tough.
Yeah. Would you date a guy that's broke?
I have dated.
What if he's hot?
I married
cool
a guy.
And kind.
That didn't have money.
Yeah, well, it didn't work, did it?
It didn't.
Yeah, so would you?
But he cheated on me.
Because I do notice a pattern with successful women like yourself. They're always with a guy more successful. It is a pattern. You can see it with anything. Even these celebrity bitches that I've dated, that was probably why it didn't work, because I wasn't successful enough for them. Like, they were just waiting to upgrade, just waiting for a text from John Mayer, just waiting for a text from, like I know plenty of guys who are very successful. And then you go, what does their girlfriend or wife do? And they're like, oh, that's just a regular gal. Yet Beyonce had to be with the only guy more successful than her. Like Beyonce could have changed my life. If Beyonce would have just came to Seattle and fell in love with me, it would be the best. But no, Beyonce found the only guy that's doing better than her in the music industry. The ring on my hand, Jay-Z bought it. Like, she's not an independent. It's such a, you know, like, I don't know any powerful women who don't find these men who have some sort of status or thing. It's pretty gross. Yeah, that's me judging. I feel like it's pretty gross. I think it's sad. You know? Taylor Swift's never, like, with just some guy. It's always a DJ or a tight end in the NFL. It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. Because you have your own money. What do you need? What do you need it for?
I don't know. Maybe attention, validation.
Yeah. Because there's plenty of types of success that aren't celebrity. So you could say, like, well, we're just attracted to, like, successful men who are, like, powerful. No, because there's plenty of men who are doctors or neurosurgeons or like, philanthropic, or they're, like, changing the world somehow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, nah, unless it was Elon Musk. You're like, oh, of course, Elon Musk. Yeah. So that's a shitty one. But, yes, I've been with successful women, and I don't know if I like it better. I just liked them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a tasting menu for you.
All right. What does that mean?
So this is rapid fire questions, and you just have to answer first thing off the top of your head.
Does it have to be like one word or just whatever?
It doesn't have to be one word. And okay, if you really feel strongly about elaborating.
How's this date going? Why is this? I'm nervous.
Well, since we're only not rating nervous things on 1 to 10, I'd say it's a 10.
Oh, that's nice. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You get extra credit for dressing nice on my
thank
show.
Thank you. Yeah, I like dressing nice.
It's so nice to have someone dress nice.
What happens, so like when they come in, you go, oh, it's okay. Like, because you seem like you're sweet. You're like, oh, it's okay. You can wear whatever you want.
Well, what am I going to, I'm not going to turn someone away because they're wearing a hoodie.
Right. Well, you know? Maybe you would on a date. Maybe you would.
No. You know what is a major no-no, though? Flip-flops.
Red flag right there.
Jean shorts.
Skechers.
Mm-mm. You like, not on a date, dude. I don't want to see your pinky toe.
Yeah, I dress nice pretty often now. I didn't used to, so it's kind of a new fun thing in my life.
Do you like it?
I love clothes, and I love looking nice. I hate the shopping part of the process, so that's why I think I didn't dress nice for so long. That's why the stylist has been great for me. Shout out to Bori. She's been my stylist for a little while now. She's awesome. But because I, like, let's say we go to Nordstrom, mm-hmm, right? Like, actually, I won't put you in this. Let's say I just go to Nordstrom and I'm like, oh, I like this jacket. I would, like, hold it up and then I go, well, I wouldn't know what to wear it with. And then I look at the price tag and I'm like, I'm not paying $1,000 for this. However, if my stylist, Bori, goes and does all that. She buzzes it up. She bags it all up. She's got outfits paired. And she brings it into my house. We do a little fitting. And she puts things on. She says, see, this outfit looks great with this. She takes a photo. She assures me that it looks good. Wear these boots with these pants with these things. Then I'm like, cool. Now I'm excited about the outfit. I'm excited about the clothes. I'm excited to wear it out. I like that part of it. And then also, I just give her a bunch of money for all of it, for whatever it is. I didn't have to see it. I didn't have to look at the tag and be cheap. I didn't have to, like, so that also helps me get, it just helps me with the whole thing.
Do you give her a budget and you're just like, this is how much money you can go spend?
No. Well, like, when she does it for, like, shows, then yes, it's their budget. But when it's like my clothes, no. Because if I give her a budget, it'd be stupid low. And she'd be like, we won't get any good. She'd go to H&M, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if she just goes, okay, all of this is $15,000, then I go, okay. Because I like all these clothes. Like, she got, like, the shirt I wore on Joe Rogan. He was like, I like that shirt. And I was like, yeah, I bought it for you. I basically, like I knew I was doing Joe Rogan. I bought the, you don't realize how important this is for guys like me. Like, this is pretty cool. So I wore, like, a $3,000 shirt on Joe Rogan because, you know, he's worth it.
Okay.
How gay was that?
It sounds like he had,
no, but like a show like that is, you know, it's a big deal. So I want
that is a big deal.
And this is an expensive jacket. I wore it for you.
I like it.
Thanks. All right, what are we going to ask you? That's some tasting bullshit. What is this?
Jeff, that's a red flag.
What is?
It's not bullshit.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, it wasn't a take on you.
I liked your jacket better when it wasn't buttoned.
Okay. I saw this clip. It's pretty cool.
Are you ready?
Tasting.
East Coast or West Coast?
West Coast, all the day, all day.
Deep dish or thin crust pizza?
Thin crust, all day.
Do we like pineapple on our pizza?
Love pineapple on my pizza. Pineapple and olive, salty, sweet. What are we doing? Get over this pineapple shouldn't be on pizza bullshit. You're not original for saying it. It isn't clever to go, I hate pineapple. You're not unique. We've heard this take a billion times. You think you're a stand-up comic by saying, don't put pineapple on pizza. That's open mic or shit. Go ahead.
Star Wars or Harry Potter?
I'm a Star Wars guy, but I think both are great.
Best music to have sex to?
I guess Goo Goo Dolls, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, a little slide, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What's your favorite position?
This isn't going to make me look very cool either. I like just being on top.
Okay.
Yeah, just standard missionary, man of God, Christian style, you know?
Lights on or off?
I like lights on. I have sex with attractive people. I'd like to look at them. I mean, not brightly,
yeah,
but,
no.
You know, I like to see. I like to see it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot.
You don't like fluorescent lighting?
That'd be fine, as long as it's lighting.
Okay.
Yeah, like, these people fucking in the dark, I don't trust that.
You don't know
what are we doing, dude?
What are we, where are we at?
Yeah,
it's
I like wasn't in the gonna... military, but I feel like I'd have some, like, military
yeah.
kind of,
do you like it when a girl wears lingerie?
I think it's very hot, yeah, I like that a lot.
Leather or lace?
I've never had a woman wear leather lingerie, but so
oh.
I don't know.
So you're not into BDSM?
No. Pretty vanilla guy in the bedroom, if I'm honest.
Yeah, you're missionary, lights on.
Well, no, I like all the normal stuff. I don't know what everyone's doing all this weird stuff for. Just normal stuff. Just do all the regular fucking, all the regular, like, oral, like, all the foreplay.
Do you
all
choke a girl when you're having sex?
Yeah, they've asked me to, and I'm not crazy about that either. I mean, a little, like, just like, it's like an up.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, it's not a two, just
but
like.
But the up is how you actually kill someone.
Well, I'm so far, so good. I don't know. I haven't.
No
again,
one's
I'm,
died
I'm,
in
I'm
bed
like,
yet.
So, like, one, like, yeah, I think if it's too much, it just gets into this area where I'm not comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite cocktail? Before we
went sober. Yeah, just a Jameson Neat is what I would drink. Just a whiskey neat.
My God.
Woodford Neat. Yeah.
And how many of those would you be able to drink before blacking out?
A lot. It got real dark towards the end where I was crushing, like, you know, in an evening. So let's say start at 8 p.m. when the first show starts. I probably would have about 20 Jameson Neats and then also White Claws and Corona and whatever we're chasing with.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's not cool. I don't think that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that to be like, look how much I drank. I think it's fucking gross.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee all day. I have like 20 coffees a day. I'm from Seattle, Washington. I was at a coffee shop before I came here, and I was about 15 minutes down the road. I was like, maybe I could get another one, and that's why I'm late, because I went and got another stupid coffee 30 minutes after I just had one.
We had coffee here.
I know, but I'm pretty snobby.
This is a bougie place.
Okay, well, I'll try one afterwards if it's all right.
If you were going to buy me flowers, what kind of flowers would you buy me?
I don't know, I really like bright colors. I love colors and I do love flowers, so I would just try to find the most brightly colored arrangement, but not too big, just like a normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rate me on a scale of 1 to 10.
Visually?
Okay.
Or just you?
We'll
I don't
start
barely
visually.
Know you. Visually, you're a 10. You're very attractive.
Yes!
I think you know that.
I don't know. My boyfriend
nice
gave me
hear.
A 7.3.
Well, he's. Well, then he's going to, he sounds like the type of guy who's going to call me a simp for saying
he
that.
Also dated that Emily Ratajkowski person.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, of course, I'm a 7.3.
Did that annoy you when I said she was my celebrity crush?
And you were like, she's the most beautiful person in the world. And I'm like,
I definitely did not say
yes,
she's the most beautiful.
Didn't he? Yes, you did.
Play
you
it
said,
back.
I
didn't even know her name.
And
but,
you said she's literally the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, maybe I was saying like, well, that is, really?
That's a red flag.
That's fine. It's a red flag
it's
to say
fine.
That a model is really beautiful?
Thong or granny panties on a girl?
Oh, God. Well, duh.
Maybe that's why I got a 7.3.
You wear granny panties?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah. From Brandy Melville. They're like 14-year-old
Really?
Granny panties. So they're like cute.
Why? Are they comfy?
They're comfy.
Oh, I see. Yeah, definitely thong. It doesn't need to be a thong, but like just the term granny panties is going to make me.
It should be hip hugger.
Yeah. Or like I've seen girls wear like little boys tidy whities or whatever. You seen that? That's a good look.
Yeah. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Do you like it when a girl wears her hair up or down?
I do like the up.
Why is that? Why do guys like that? Is it because you can see their face more?
I don't know. Maybe it's just sporty, or maybe it's just different. Maybe we don't see it a lot. Maybe it suggests they don't care. Maybe it's like, oh, look, she's just a regular gal. I don't know. That's seven examples. A lot of maybes in there. I don't know. Because I do think there are plenty of women, and not all women, but there's a lot of women in the world who look just better not trying. You know, like when they get dolled up, they've done themselves a disservice. You're like, you're actually a lot prettier just being a regular woman with a hoodie and
Hair up.
Yeah, just like just a naturally beautiful woman. And then when you put red lipstick on and a cocktail dress, we're like, what is this? What are you doing?
No.
That's not your thing.
Yeah.
You know? But some women, the opposite. So
do you like wine or champagne more?
To be honest, neither. But I tried wine like a billion times because all the women in my life loved wine. So I would just try it because they did it.
But you didn't really like it?
Mm-mm. One time I had a box wine from Costco that was real good and I've never been able to find it.
Franzia?
Again. No, it wasn't Franzia.
Oh.
It was like some sort of yellow black box thing.
The very first alcohol I ever had was Franzia.
Really?
Yeah, on the lake.
I think that you're in a pretty big group with that statement.
I was on the lake on like a boat party.
Was it in the bladder or did you put it in the glass?
It was like slap the bag style.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You were probably pretty cool at that age.
I still only had one friend.
Oh, really? I don't believe any of this.
It's true. Favorite car?
I like anything that's like big and like military looking. So I have like a couple Jeeps that are huge. And
really?
Then I have a Tesla Model Y, but it has military tires and wheels on it.
Oh.
People see it and they go, what's that guy's problem? And I'm like, I just like it. I like it. I think it looks cool.
Are you an introvert or extrovert?
I am an extrovert. And anyone who tells you that they're both doesn't understand the question.
Why?
I've heard so many people be like, I'm sometimes introverted and sometimes like, that's not what that means. We all like our alone time and we all like being social. You don't get to claim both, stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very, very extroverted. And yeah, but I like my Jeff time.
Okay.
But that doesn't make me introverted.
Sweet or savory?
Sweet. I'm a sweets guy.
What's your favorite sweet?
I every single hour have a double espresso and then I chase it with an almond milk hot chocolate. So I have a little cocoa chaser and it's so good.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's good.
Karaoke or dancing?
I like both. I'm a big karaoke guy, but I don't sing. I just watch. It makes me so happy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my friends love singing, so I'm like, this is perfect. It's like, it's very fun, karaoke. I like it a lot, but I don't like going up there and singing. That's not my thing. So I guess dancing.
Goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its.
And then my dessert question.
Okay.
First, do you consider yourself romantic?
Yes. To a fault.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because women pretend they like that bullshit and they don't.
What is the...
They like it until you do it and then it gives them the ick.
No!
That's so true.
I think what happens is when you do it,
that's why your boyfriend's calling you a 7.2 and
three.
Also,
it was 7.3. Don't you dare lower it one single
friends.
Digit.
Keeps you around. he treats you like that so you don't leave.
Really?
Yeah, that's how that shit works. Go around treating her good and kissing on her and literally holding her hand everywhere and then telling her that she's the best and encouraging her and supporting her and doing things for her that she didn't even anticipate she needs and then paying for everything and then leaving rose petals and being like, you know, today's the first day we met. All of that gets you just like, what a fucking loser.
Like, oh,
that's what they do. They go, this fucking guy's obsessed with me.
It is true.
Yeah, women don't like it. They say they like it. My grandma liked it, but there's nobody like my grandma anymore. Yeah.
So what is the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone that you've been with?
I left little note cards around, like, but I hid them super good.
Like a scavenger hunt?
No. She just things she would stumble upon at some point in her life and would see like a note card that just says like a nice thing about her.
Oh.
But like I put them in really unusual places so that she would, you know, 3 days after I left would like open a drawer and be like, oh, it's a nice little card that says like a nice thing. But I put them like all over. And then, yeah, that's a nice thing.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Do you feel like women have done really nice things for you in return?
Yeah.
What's the most romantic thing a girl has ever done for you?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm a words guy. So like even like a really long, thoughtful text goes a long way with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like this, like, hey, you know what you're doing is like just to communicate very well to something. It makes me happy
that they're appreciating what you do.
No, that they're that they're just encouraging me in my career or something that I'm working on, or like
so
my
like
friends
words of
have
affirmation.
Been so beautiful to me about my sobriety. Like my guy friends, I thought that'd be the hardest part. I thought they'd be like, come on, like let's drink. And I wrote some jokes that are they're funny. They're not true about my friends not being like not understanding sobriety, but my friends have been dope about it. So though that's gone a long ways. I know that's not romantic, but like something along those lines of like just being like, hey, you know,
supportive.
You're yeah, like I like that.
Well, thank you for coming on my show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sure people can find you everywhere, but is there anywhere specific you'd like people to find you?
Go to jeffdye.com. All my tour dates are there. I'm on the road every weekend. Every weekend of the year, I'm somewhere.
Wow.
And then I have a few podcasts. One's called Everybody's Got a Price with Josh Nelson. If you ever want to be on it, it's in, we shoot it obviously in Los Angeles. I have a wrestling podcast with Freddie Prinze Jr. that's once a week called Wrestling with Freddie. And then I have Jeff Dye's Friendship, which shoots in Los Angeles also. And if we become friends, you can be on that podcast. But that, okay. The rule on that is you have to be my friend. Because so I don't just bring on famous people.
I'll be your friend.
Yeah, that's nice.
You can be my second friend.
How about that?
That'd be great.
I like that.
Well,
thanks
thank
for having
you.
Me. Yeah,
yeah
thanks
of
for
course.
Having me.
Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.